All right. Thank you, Rye. Is this Tracy?
I'm Tracy.
Hey, Tracy, how you doing?
Just waiting, calling around in that. How are you doing?
Okay, good, good. Not too bad. It's Friday, so it's, you know, looking forward to the weekend, which is nice. So I know that, you know, you were speaking to Rye, and Rye does a good job of explaining what we do here. We have here in the notes that you're the owner of Ollie's Electric LLC. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right, awesome. And then you are able to take on more business or more clients. Is that, are you able to handle more work?
Yeah, always looking for more work.
Okay, that's really good. Awesome. Well, good. So it is an exclusive listing. So once we find one company per category per area, we can't work with any of your competitors or anybody else that does what you do. So the way that this would work is we would program you in for the services you offer in the area. So I just want to confirm you were in Bonneville, right?
Boston noise out here.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha. Yeah, so, you know, if someone is searching for, you know, electrical services or electrician, per se, do you want me to call you back, Tracy?
Oh, no, I'll move to a little quieter area.
Okay. I don't want to disrupt what you got going on there. Okay.
All
right. No worries. No, you're fine. You know, work is first for sure. So basically, when I'm doing a search for electrician in your own backyard, we got the company called Jarrett Electric LLC.
Yep.
What other cities are you targeting besides your own city? I could see you could do a 70-mile radius, but what are some of the cities you really want to focus on?
Oh, right now I'm doing like Grove, Vinita, Claremore. Those three are some. The bigger ones in this area.
Gotcha. Okay, sounds good. So, you said Rogue, right?
Grove, G-R-O-V-E.
Oh, Grove. Sorry about that. They said Rogue. Okay. All right. So, let me just pull some Google Analytics to see what comes up. So, you got Argent Electric LLC. We got Allstar Electric, Tim's Electric System and Service. Grove Electric, Lucky 7, Reliable, Durant. Do you know any of these companies by chance? Doug.
What was that last one?
Durant? Yeah, Durant. There you go.
I've not heard of that one before, but
yeah.
All the rest of them I've heard of, and I think Grove Electric's a supply house, not a electric company.
Yeah, those will come up. Like that's somehow they're being programmed in to come up when you type in electrical services, right? So that's just to give you an example of the keywords that are being optimized to get you ranked on Google. So we would rank you for 15 to 17 keywords. So if you're looking for, you know, remodeling, or if they have a home addition that needs electrical work or wiring, any of that, right? I don't know if you're also doing like EV charging stations as well for the Teslas.
I've installed a couple in like a little Tesla charger, but
okay.
That's about it. I haven't worked on any of the big ones yet.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, like the residential ones, like the small home ones. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's something that we can also do for you. I do see that you have a website, which is nice. Did you make that yourself, or did you have a company build it for you?
I had a company build it for me and provide the same SEOs as it you're trying to sell me on now. So if they're not doing their job, then I need to beat them over the head. Make them give me what I paid for.
Oh, so you're already working with another company. Gotcha,
yep.
gotcha. How long have you been with that company for?
About a month, maybe a month and a half.
Oh, okay. So you just started with them. Okay.
Yeah, I've only been running for about 3 months myself.
Got it. I see what you mean. Okay.
Still in the startup phases. And, everything moves slower than you want to move. But I get it.
Definitely, especially when you're starting off, that definitely, you know, it's once you get up there and once you start ranking, you'll be fine. But I do see that they've done some work for you. So they've done a Google Business profile. They do have a Facebook profile. So that's all in place, which is good. So what we offer here is a different type of service. I don't know if you ever heard of Google Guaranteed or local service ads. Have you heard of that?
No.
No?
No. I don't think I have.
So Google Guaranteed is a pay-per-lead service, and it's basically qualified leads. So what Google does, it's backing you up to $2,000 in insurance. There is a couple requirements to qualify for that program. So a couple things. I don't know if the company's licensed and insured.
Oh, my company or?
Yeah, your company.
Yes. Licensed, insured, bonded, all the state requirements.
Okay, electrician. Okay, so I'll tell you exactly what the cost per lead is, right? So that program, what that does is basically when someone is searching, the Google Guaranteed section is the very, very, very top section of Google. So it's a lot different from SEO because it's actually a pay-per-lead. And what it really does is Google's guaranteeing your customers that you are four requirements, okay? You're licensed and insured, that you are a U.S. citizen or resident, so you have to, you know, have a background check to prove that you have a social security number and so forth, right? And they do a background check to make sure that there's no outstanding, anything crazy like murder or felonies within the past 7 years. I don't know if you have a background that's pretty clean.
Mostly clean,
yeah.
As far as I know.
Okay. Yeah, if there's something small, like, you know, traffic tickets or anything like misdemeanors, they really don't care about that. They just want to, you know, any robberies or, you know, major crimes. That's what they're really looking for in the background. So just to give you an example, the program for electrician, right, so it does require an insurance of $50,000 in general liability, which, you know, it's pretty, you know, it's very small, right? And then it also does require the Oklahoma State Electrical Contractor License. So I don't know if you have that. You said you did.
Yep.
Okay. I gotcha. Yeah, so just to give you a ballpark, which it would be each lead, right? So each lead would cost $26 per qualified lead. Now, the good thing about that is if they don't, like if they're like a tire kicker, or if there's someone that's not like within the services you offer, or just a bogus phone call, which those will get 99.9 will get filtered out, then you don't have to pay for that lead. That'll get reimbursed through that program. Google does require a minimum of 13 leads to really start that program, and at $26 a lead to start it, you're looking at $452. For a program like that. So that would be a lead budget. There is only a one-time application fee to get approved for the Google Guaranteed program. Once you're approved, then you would just pay for that budget of $452. You could always increase the budget, and then any leads that you do not use, they will roll over to the next month, right? So let's say you book, you know, three or four jobs, and then out of the 13, you're at 9 leads. You're good. You know, unless it doesn't go under the 6 lead minimum that they require, then you wouldn't have to replenish until the following month, right? So it's kind of like rollover minutes. So that's definitely a good program. So there is an application fee for that, the one-time application fee of $250. That's to get your background checked through Pinkerton or Evident. Those are the two companies that Google uses to go to your background to make sure that, you know, there's nothing major outstanding there. And then once that's approved, then your activation budget would be $452 to start. That includes everything. So it's including a tracking number for the Google Guaranteed leads, dispute on any leads that are not qualified or bogus leads. And then once again, it's guaranteeing your customers that you're a top recommended company, to do business with, right? So that's completely different from SEO. SEO is what you're currently using with the current company you have. The Google Guaranteed is a step above that. It's more of a pay-per-lead service, and they're very, very, you know, good qualified leads, right? That's, Google has a 95% success rate with that program versus like the pay-per-click or the local map section. So I see that you have some online presence, but one of the things that would definitely boost your business to get those qualified leads are, you know, those, that Google guaranteed badge, and then get those leads calling you directly. So they would be exclusive leads, not shared with anybody else. They would call you directly when they see your local service ad.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, is that something that you feel would be beneficial for your business?
I mean, possibly. It seems like it's slightly different than the other services I'm paying for currently.
Yeah, what, so what are you creating? You're paying for the SEO, and that's, to be honest with you, I see like they've done some pretty good work. I mean, your website's nice, which is good. You do have your Google Business Profile. That's good, too. You have your Facebook Business Profile, which is really good. I don't know what else you're using. I do see a Home Advisor or like Angie's listing. Do you still use that?
Yep, I'm still using Angie's List, and I've also got stuff up on Yelp. It's got
gotcha.
A couple of leads, but
curious.
Like
how's Yelp? Months. Yeah, how's Yelp working out for you?
It's okay. I don't think it's worth what I'm paying for it. I'll probably cancel it here in the next month or two. It doesn't take
yeah.
up.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, Yelp is good as a directory. That's where Yelp partner as well. I'm not really like supposed to kind of. Like, I'm supposed to offer that, but, you know, to be honest with you, it's just Yelp was more established for a food service, meaning, like, restaurants and reviewing restaurants and so forth. When it comes to home services, like electrical, HVAC, you know, remodeling, landscaping, all that, hardscape, that service is not as lucrative. So I would, yeah, when it comes to that, so that's the reason why you're not seeing as much success. We offer those apps too, but. That's something that, honestly, it's just, unless someone's a Yelper that really loves Yelp, then I'll offer that service, but it's something that, you know, it's more of a miss than a hit when it comes to the home services, like especially your category, electrician. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Google guarantee definitely boosts your business to the next level, and once again, once you see the results of it, you don't even have to pay for like Angie's or Home Advisor. And here's why I say that, because what they use is they use Google, right, to put themselves out there. They're paying millions of dollars to just pay a spot on Google. And what they're doing is they're sharing the leads. So they're you know, the leads calling you and your competitors and then, you know, whoever ends up with it, you know, but they're already charged for that lead too. So the quality is kind of hit or miss. So it just, you know, it depends on what it is. If it's working for you, great, but you know, sometimes it's, you know, it's a hit or miss service. But, you know, you have some really good online presence thus far. The other requirement that you would need for Google Guaranteed is I do see that you have one review on Google. Yeah, one verified review. So they would need a minimum of five, which, I mean, I'm pretty sure you can reach out to family, friends, and get those reviews up. Or even contact your previous clients, for you know, to get more reviews. Cause yeah, I only see one, and that's, I think it's, Lydia. Lydia, mm-hmm. I think you responded about a day ago. Yeah. I see that. Yeah. Tracy showed up on time Saturday morning. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, if that's something that you want to give it a shot, you know, we can submit an application through the Google Guarantee program and then gets you approved, and once that's approved, then you can start the budget activation for the Google Guaranteed, and that would be paying Google that you wouldn't be paying us, like we, you know, that's why we have our partnership with them.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you could email me this information so I can take a look at it, I've got to get back to doing my work right now.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. All right, so, I mean, is this something that you feel would be, like, a good benefit so I can follow up? If not, it's okay, I can move forward.
Yeah, let me look at it this weekend and
okay.
Schedule a call for next Monday about, what time is it now? About this time next Monday.
Okay, fair enough.
Not next Monday, but this next Monday.
Yeah, I just I want to make sure we got the email correct. Tracy.L.Oliver2003@gmail. Is that it?
I have that one, but I also made one for the business. Is alwayselectricllc@gmail. All lowercase, no punctuation.
Okay, yeah, I see that. Okay, yeah. So I'll send it to both if that's okay. And then
that'll work. Yeah.
You can check it out, and then you know, we can go from there. I'll call you Monday around. You said this time.
Yes, sir.
All right, sounds good. Have a good weekend, and we'll speak soon. I appreciate your time.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks, sir.
You as well. Bye-bye.